Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're watching every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and then talking about them. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
Yeah. And guess what, you guys?
We watched every Disney animated feature in chronological order and we talked about them.
We did it. This is crazy.
To clarify, every Disney animated feature from the pure Disney canon.
Yes, right. Walt Disney Studios.
Pixar, yeah. We know that there are others like the Toon Disney collaboration.
A Goofy movie.
We reiterate. We know a Goofy movie.
Direct to VHS and direct to DVD sequels.
That's right.
We were being purists from the start.
Yes, from Snow White to Moana.
That's right.
Wreck-It Ralph 2 isn't out yet.
Not as of this recording.
Yes. Today is September 2018.
Right. Yeah, so for people listening to this in the year 3018.
If the world is still around, hello.
Hi.
I can't believe podcasts last that long.
Thank you. You're listening on
your Apple
brain device.
it's just in your brain.
Yeah.
Apple brain.
Hi. And iBrain.
iBrain.
Oh,
iBrain.
And scary.
It probably
is. Did you think this moment was gonna happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I am surprised that we were able to all be present for every movie.
We were.
Scheduling was very hard.
It was. There's so many moving parts to this.
So many. But we somehow made it work.
Yeah. And we did it. And we have literally watched every single Disney animated movie.
And what's so cool along the way is the listeners that we have heard from.
Yes.
And you guys out there have become such a big part of this too.
Oh my gosh, we love that.
That's, I think, part of the reason we wanted to do it is to bring people together, figure out why they love Disney, why we love it, what Disney even is composed of.
Oh yeah.
Because there's so much.
And just bringing also like the amount of, like the guests that came in and talked about their experiences with Disney and just like people involved in some of the projects.
Very cool.
Converting some people.
Oh yeah. Some people defending some of the movies that we rated poorly. We were able to build a nice little community.
Yes. Yeah. And so many surprises along the way, good and bad.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Or should I say bad and good?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. The little community. And by the way, just up top, I should say, we still want to hear from you guys all the time.
Of course.
Please tweet at us at ITDV podcast
on Twitter.
Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah.
Go ahead, like, please leave us a review and say, you know, nice things and we'll give you a shout out. We love that so much.
Also, like, I'm really interested in knowing how many of y'all actually did watch all of the movies alongside us. And if you haven't, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to go back and watch the movies you've never even heard of before.
Yeah. Brace yourself for Home on the Range.
Because even when we didn't enjoy a movie, the episodes are still very fun.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes even more so.
Oh,
like
without
Dinosaur
a doubt.
Was
oh
a
gosh.
Rough one. But that,
but that was a fun episode.
Really
so fun. Yeah. Chicken Little was such a terrible movie.
But oh boy,
Riley was so fun.
I love Riley.
Ugh.
So for today, what we thought we should do is just kind of, you know, revisit what we've seen in a way. A retrospective. We're going to take some of our old favorite vaulty categories and just apply them to what we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna hand out vaulties.
Yeah.
We're going to hand out some vaulties to ourselves. No, to the movies we've chosen.
We have them. We are giving it to
I made you
our...
each a vaulty, and I will hand them to you guys.
Cool.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Wow.
Mine's chocolate.
Larger than I thought. Mine's vanilla.
Oscar's is vanilla.
He hates
vanilla.
I do hate chocolate.
And Rachel's is giant chocolate.
Yum, 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 yum. We have one for you. It's strawberry.
Oh, I love it. I love strawberries.
Wow, we're in Neapolitan.
So, first and foremost, we had best animated sidekick.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so are we, I think, because for the Vaulties, we only did up until that point, which was around the Rescuers.
Right.
Yeah. But for this, I think
we're doing it all, baby.
It's all fair game on the table.
It's all fair game. Who was your favorite Disney animated sidekick character? And woof, there was a whole bunch to choose from.
There are so many. I feel like I can't choose one, but I have a few popped to mind.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just freestyle like that.
Yeah.
Like these were in the original, but I think they hold up. The mice from Cinderella.
Gus. He was the original winner.
Yeah.
He was the original
winner.
He's
so good.
Yeah. He still holds up.
And now I think Timon and Pumbaa are a great classic. And I think it's the pair of them together. I think you can't just say one or another, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Another one I really had to mention is Baymax.
Oh, yeah.
That was my pick.
That was my Baymax. Pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he's so instrumental. And the interesting thing is he barely, I mean, he talks, but.
But in terms of facial emotions, there's just like, he looked like a bell, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that was what he was based off of.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
But truly the best, I think, sidekick character ever.
He's kind of, I mean, he is a sidekick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
It's so interesting because he's such a huge part of the movie.
Right. I mean, he's like the main, one of the main characters. Mm-hmm.
But I guess he's
a sidekick.
Yeah, because Hero is a hero.
Yeah.
Hero.
Hero is a hero.
Hito
Big Hero 6.
Whoa. That's like a Stephen Sondheim lyric right there.
Or Lin-Manuel Miranda lyric.
Yeah. Hero was the hero. Big Hero 6.
But I do want to say one of the cutest ones was Pua from Moana. Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure.
So
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
They could have done with more Pua. I know. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about who would I want by my side.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, the sidekick, like the friend sidekick is sort of like the flounder or the...
Yeah. Because then also, if we get to pick a horse, I would want Pegasus.
Yeah, horses are different. Oh, horses. Totally. Pegasus is great. Yeah, I thought of that too, because that's kind of a different tier of sidekick.
Or Maximus from Tangled.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Philippe.
From
Beauty and the Beast.
He ran.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He ran away.
He did run away.
He got scared. He was through. He
what about through the horse from The Adventures of Ichabod and
Mr. Toad?
I thought that was a fun. That's my favorite horse companion.
Yeah,
because he was integral to the plot of.
He really was.
They all. I think all those horses are related.
Like they're all similar. Family. They're truly. I talked about this before, but there is a school of the horses as dogs in
they
Disney
all,
movies.
Yeah, they all went to the same trainer.
And if you go to Disney Saratoga Springs Resort, they do have an area where it's just all the horses in their portraits. And you can
That's
see
cute.
All of them. It's very
That's
cute.
Because
you know Saratoga is like horse racing. So they have all the Disney horses.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other mentions of fun sidekicks?
I like Joanna from The Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah.
In terms of like
villain,
she's a henchman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she was like so. She made the movie so fun.
Oh, if we're talking henchmen, Flotsam and Jetsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam, yeah.
Oh man.
They, my poopsies.
Yeah, I love them.
Ursula.
What are the Hades sidekicks?
Oh, Pain and Panic?
Yeah, Pain and
Panic. Those are my favorite henchmen.
I love
When they're sipping on the Hercules cup and then they're wearing the Hercs, the air Hercs. And he's like, you're wearing the merchandise. Yeah. Actually, if I were to go back and make something for the parks, it would be that Herc cup, that Hercules cup.
I mean, that seems like a no-brainer because they love their cups.
They love their cups. Know? I just don't know where they would sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess somewhere in Epcot, maybe? But they don't have a Greece.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, Disneyland doesn't have anything Greek. Mm. I guess
there's nothing Hercules in the parks?
Not really.
That's weird.
It's very sad.
That's weird.
It's very sad.
Disney, get to it.
Disney,
get to it.
Greece.
Give me a Hercules.
I've never been to real Greece. I got to go to Disney.
Exactly. Yeah. It seems like Baymax is
Baymax.
Our favorite.
Yeah.
Unanimous
End of list.
Favorite.
He wins every category. So the next one we have is best song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
There's so many. I mean,
it's hard. That's
it's
why.
It's hard. It's overwhelming.
You know, okay. I feel like there are different categories of this because there's best song, but then there's also best musical number because sometimes what's happening on screen is like a really exciting.
Well, you
variety.
Guys, you know, I gotta say it.
Oh, here we go.
Out there.
Oh, no. Not
you
again.
You got Hunchbacked.
Not again.
Out there.
It's back. There.
No, I will say the one that makes me cry the most when I hear it now is Last I See the Light from Tangled. And then last yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See the
oh, that's a fun like category. Yeah, I think like what is a song that makes you cry or the song that gets you emotional?
And then what's a song that like pumps you up? Evangeline from Princess and the Frog, I think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. However, from that movie, I think Dig a Little Deeper is such a fun number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I want to see that staged.
But another song that I keep on my Spotify playlist is Try Everything from Zootopia.
Oh yeah, we love that one. Yeah. That's a
should've
jam.
Should've been nominated, should've won.
I know.
Should've won. But I think ultimately my favorite Disney song hands down is Part of Your World.
Yes.
Okay.
That one's
okay.
So
yeah.
Classic
yeah.
Disney.
I know, you know it's like everyone's like go-to Disney.
But it's popular for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Katzenberg wanted to cut it.
What a fool.
Why?
Except I love all those little facts about movies, how they could have gone a different way. And mm-hmm. yeah. Think of all the things that
I mean,
have been cut.
Let's talk about The Emperor's New Groove. I mean, that could have been a totally different movie.
Yeah.
Right? Had Sting.
Sting. Yeah. Oh, okay. So another song that I love and I really just think, I don't know, pumps everybody up is I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, yeah.
What a great sequence.
Yeah. It's a song everybody knows, right?
Yes.
I mean, the first part anyway.
When it starts,
let's
everybody.
Get down to business.
I think everyone gets
to
amped.
Defeat.
Yes.
The Huns. Everybody knows that.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes. Amped.
I feel like another honorable mention is
Oh, I mean, I think that's the top song.
I think that's our top song. I think that's the official Inside the Disney Vault soundtrack.
We love Canine Crunchy.
But I mean, you know, I'm gonna talk about the song that I love is The Rescue from The Rescuers. You know, from the perspective of that like message in a bottle.
The most sincere one. What am I saying? Severe 180 that's ever happened.
I hated that song. I thought it was so dumb. So after we recorded with Jaquise in that episode of The Rescuers, I hated that song so much. And then afterwards, I listened to it on Spotify and was like, you know what? This is a banger.
I distinctly remember we were in the car and you were like, wait, I have a song that I need to play for you. I've been listening to it a lot. And it was that song. Last I heard, you had hated it. But then all of a sudden you're like, this is a banger.
But I got it. You know what I mean? I
know.
Got it.
I couldn't tell if you were joking or not.
I got it. Another one that we got to talk about is Why Should I Worry from Oliver and
Company.
Yes.
That's my like pump up. Like,
feel like we could. We could pick a song from each generation.
Oof, I mean, there's so...
There's so many.
And even like...
Like, that's a huge Disney thing.
Tanya.
Oh, my God. Of course, Circle of Life, yes. Oh, yeah. And Can You Feel the Love Tonight is just such a beautiful moment in a beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. There's a key change. That, I think, is a huge part of Disney.
Yeah, Circle of Life actually made me tear up, which is like...
I mean,
in the opening.
What?
Yeah, amazing.
What other?
Right. I would feel bad if I didn't say I Can Go the Distance or any of the Muse songs.
Yes,
from
the Muse songs. Oh, or Megara's song, too.
Yeah, anything. I Won't Say I'm in Love.
I mean... all of Princess and the Frog.
All of Princess Almost There is
Friends on the Other
the
Side.
Best.
Almost There. Oh, such a good one.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. Everything is so good. Prince Ali from Aladdin.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, but
every song.
The number one is Out There.
Speaking of Out There, shout out to my friend Sam, who just showed me this really great YouTube video of a staged version where there is a deaf actor performing Quasimodo, and one of the gargoyles sings before him. Oh, did you talk about it? Okay, I finally saw it.
Yeah.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I can't remember what it's called, but I would look it up for sure. It's pretty beautiful.
Search for it on YouTube. Also, like a nice vintage little track is drip, drip, drop, little
April
showers.
That's it. Someone used that in a Drag Race show, and I immediately looked at Oscar.
Wait,
and
from where?
It was last month's
UCB
Drag Race.
Oh yeah, it was Chad.
Chad.
You know what made
Stepmom,
Chad?
Stepmom.
You know what? Who made Stepmom think of that?
Was it you? Amazing. to see a little inside the Disney Vault influence into popular mainstream culture.
I immediately looked at Oscar and he saw me in the audience and was like,
I was like, I know a song about drips and drops and showers.
It's very funny.
Very, very funny.
So, yes, that's a very inside reference.
Also, I mean, in terms of like villains, I mean, because we talk about the villain songs all the time.
Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Poor Unfortunate Souls. But let's not forget Frollo's song.
Oh, no.
Hellfire.
I mean, it is on a...
Hellfire.
Oh, it's on a different level.
It's not one I want to sing in the car, but, you know.
But it gets the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Friends from the Other
Side. From the Other Side.
Yeah. So let's move on, because we can talk about this all day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so we love every single song.
What would you say is your top, though?
No.
If I had to be like, now, pick your number one.
The more
one.
We talked about it, the less I had a top.
I'm going to say The Rescue.
Oh. I could go The Distance.
Ooh, Claire.
My instinct is to say Almost There.
But that's also, it. Don't,
it's really
don't
funny
yeah, trust
to
your
me.
Instinct.
No, I was just going to say it's funny that we didn't mention Frozen at all.
Well, I know why I didn't. I didn't like the music, except for the reindeer song.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. So next up,
what
got
Shiny. Dang.
Oh, yeah, Shiny. Oh, all of Moana.
Shiny. Oh, my gosh.
That one part from Moana, she goes, "This is not who you are."
Yeah. Or this part. I am Moana!
Peek. Okay.
Oscar just broke the equipment. Best Princess up next.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so.
Usually my go-to is Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say I really liked Penelope Von Schweetz.
You know, she was one of the ones that, okay, so Tiana's my favorite.
Tiana is my favorite.
I love
as well.
Her. But then I was thinking, yes, honorable mentions for sure, Vanellope, because I love that that is a perfect example of Disney transforming and mm-hmm. giving us something new. Mm-hmm. Like the princess can look totally different, can act totally different. And that's also why I do love Princess Anna, because I think she acts a little more like a human being. So I love her also for that reason. And Rapunzel, too, because she's also very like,
I love Rapunzel.
Like yeah. Girl Next Door-y.
Yeah.
She's Mandy Moore, and I love Mandy Moore.
Mandy She's Moore's the great. Moore next door. Yeah, so I guess that's it.
Yeah.
End of princesses.
Does, yeah, Mulan doesn't count, right?
I mean, she's in the princess
She counts,
canon.
Yeah.
She does?
She's
but
great.
She never,
she's a great character.
When they sell merchandise, they put her on there.
That's weird, because you never see... She's, like, dating him. They're not like,
but he's not a prince.
He's not a prince.
No.
So like, what?
Well,
you know,
I guess for
on?
Our intents and purposes,
it's because they needed
the
an Asian
character.
Princess because Disney doesn't have one.
I know.
Except but for Moana.
I mean, they
Moana,
have
Moana. That's right.
But yeah. What's interesting to me about the where they're from thing is, I think every princess is from a different place. It just started that they were all European to start with, right?
Mm.
So, because like there's one from France, there's one from Italy. Wait, maybe the law. Where's Sleeping Beauty from? Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's German.
She's German.
Snow
and
White
then,
is German.
Oh, okay, so they're both from France. And then
Germany?
Belle is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
German, they're both from France. Belle
Sorry.
Is French.
No, I meant that was my brain was already on Belle, so she's from
Cinderella
France.
Is French.
Oh, so I guess
so there
were repeats.
French.
There were
yeah.
tons of repeats.
Tons of repeats.
That's why it wasn't until, I think, Tiana that they had an American.
Well,
or
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I guess they do repeat places.
They
but
still
it
haven't
yeah.
had.
And also, they're like primarily white.
I mean, that doesn't, there still isn't.
There's so many countries.
A Chinese princess.
No.
There's still no Chinese,
yeah, Chinese
princess.
Princess.
There's no
Japanese.
South American princess.
There's no Indian princess.
There's
no Indian princess. Well, no. Jasmine.
Jasmine's like.
Is like no Australian princess. What
no
the
Arctic
heck is going
princess.
On?
What are you talking about? Dory is secretly a princess.
Oh my gosh.
I forget that that's
South
in
American
Australia, right?
Princess?
No South American princess.
Wow, there's so many
there's
princesses.
That, what's her name? Of Avalon?
Oh, Elena of Avalon.
Yeah.
And then what's Sophia the First is like something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she's French.
A TV show.
I have no idea where
Sophia
is from.
Back to France.
But
yeah, so we got a lot more countries to get through, I guess.
Yeah.
Canadian princess, come on.
I mean, come on.
Those mooses.
Oh my God. The
they
most
were princesses to me.
Oh, those sidekicks were so
they
fun.
Were great.
Rhett and Toot.
Yeah.
Took.
Brother Bear, maybe.
Took.
So our next category is best soundtrack, which we kind of covered, but this is more like all encompassing soundtrack. Mm-hmm. My vote is Princess and the Frog or The Lion King. Kind of a toss up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also Pocahontas is beautiful.
I love the music from Pocahontas.
Yeah. As a full soundtrack.
I will say I have listened to the Frozen soundtrack a lot. This is where I throw out a bone. It doesn't have one of my favorite songs, Disney songs on it, but I like the soundtrack.
Like it's a cohesive story. I think that's
right.
That's it's really good. And Moana too, even though I feel like none of the songs are super standout because they kind of blend, but that does make it a good soundtrack and the music underneath it
Moana
all ties
great.
In.
Moana
it's
is very
journey,
good.
You know?
I also really like Tangled because you get Mother Knows Best.
Yeah.
You get the Snuggly Duckling song where all the there's I Have a Dream. When Will My Life Begin? I Last I See the Light. I mean, it's all great.
Yeah.
It's also Alan Menken. But I will say Lion King is
Lion King is probably one of the gold standard.
So beautiful. And also like the score parts are so beautiful too. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, Simba running across the grasslands and all that. Like, that kind of stuff is so pretty.
I threw my hat in for the Jungle Book soundtrack.
Ooh,
Jungle
that's Book's great, too.
Banger after banger after banger.
That was
banger.
Our winner last time.
Yeah.
Very surprised you didn't say The Rescuers.
It's got one good song. Everything else, I couldn't tell you.
I can't tell you. I couldn't even tell you about that one song, except for that it was made such a big deal. Yeah. So now I remember.
The Rescue is great.
I will say, sorry, Phil Collins. Sorry.
Well, Phil Collins is the anti
Phil Collins,
inside the
sorry.
Disney vault.
I still love you.
You are Phil Collins.
You know,
I love yourself.
I love myself. That's all that's important in
Claire
life.
Claire is Phil Collins, just so you guys know.
I'm owning that.
Phil Collins has ruined.
It. No, he just brought a new flavor, you know? He just brought like new perspective, a new way of doing things. Mm. He brought us... I want to know. Will you show me? Don't know why that's the one that popped into my head for that, but you know, is it
Oscar shaking his head?
Some good stuff. Some Brother Bear
shaking
good stuff.
His head.
That transformation.
It stopped an
pretty.
Era. It stopped an era it's of the musical and into the like.
Yeah.
Phil Collins singing.
Phil Collins singing. Yeah.
Phil Collins music video.
Phil
radio,
Collins
radio
sings
hits.
Instead of
Phil Collins radio hits. So our next one is the Tearjerker Award, which was the saddest little moment.
Mufasa dying.
Very sad.
Very
daddy.
Very
not even just sad, but into like weighty, you
daddy.
Know? I would also put in Ray's death.
Ray's death.
But the one that actually made me cry is when Moana's grandmother dies and the manta ray floats out over the water. It's
as
so
the,
beautiful.
As the music goes whoosh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, Ray's death was really affecting.
Oh, because he's such a sweet little character. Yeah. Oh,
I think I cried more when she was mean to him.
Yes, that part is sad too. When he's like, oh shit, that's just her heartbreak talking.
Yeah.
He says, oh, so sad, so sweet. Mm-hmm. Which leads us to best Disney voice.
Oh.
Jim Cummings, I would
Jim
say.
Jim Cummings.
Jim Cummings.
Definitely the most versatile and present in all the movies. Right?
But also, I really like Sterling Holloway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, classic.
He
of
was
course.
Our OG winner.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. They're both just great. I don't think it's fair to choose because they do different stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, so many.
But I mean,
voices.
Also, they're both Winnie the Pooh.
They're both Winnie the
That's
Pooh.
True.
Interesting. Also, I don't know. It just depends on what kind of thing you're going for because they're the most. Of like chameleons, you know, who are voice actors. But then of course, like, remember we talked a lot about the voice acting in Wreck-It Ralph and how, like Jack McBrayer is just like the perfect voice because he probably
Jack
invented
McBrayer
that role.
Fix-a-Felix.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a fun
fix
one.
It.
All right. Let's not forget Alan,
Tudyk, of course,
who is MVP. The new, I think the new Jim Cummings or like,
Well, there's side by side. Yeah.
The Cummings, the new generation Cummings.
Yeah.
The goings of Cummings and Cummings of Tiddick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. Yeah, because you don't even realize it's him. And it's so funny that he does Hey Hey.
Hey Hey.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And they love him. They're trying to, I think they're trying to like create a new Jim Cummings and.
Or at least this is the John Ratzenberger of Disney anime and movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It is like a fun little Easter egg.
Yeah, because John Ratzenberger is in every single Pixar movie and you're like, did you hear it? It's like looking for like a hidden Mickey or something.
Can you imagine just getting the call? It's like, Tiddick, we're doing a new movie. You're going to play so-and-so.
Yep.
And it's just like, whatever it is. He's cool. Like, yep.
No audition.
I can do that.
Straight to offer.
I can do Edwin. No problem.
How much?
I've never tried it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. At this point, he starts negotiating
How
more.
Much?
Yeah.
So our next one was that it was a different time, which I think.
It was a different time.
Because it was a different time when we talked about this a lot before, which was the idea that we need to watch older movies through a different lens because there are things that probably would not. Be
fly.
Put in a movie today or fly in the same way.
Yeah. I mean, it's still problematic, but you're looking at it as like, oh, this was 1937 when this happened.
Right. Yeah.
And women were not as.
The culture was different.
Yeah.
It just was.
Right.
And so it was white.
It's like something we talk about a lot. I don't really know if there's a way to put it in the context of this.
It was a different time.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time. You know,
I guess we could just talk about how it is really cool and interesting that now they are coming out with movies that celebrate different cultures in a way that's not necessarily integral to the story, but it's just a part of the story.
Yeah.
Like
and
Moana,
it's more
for instance.
Research, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's Moana, they really went for months and months and researched in the Pacific Islands,
right?
So that it wasn't like a look at how great we did. It was just like this is real.
Yeah, right. Like you could tell that story in many cultures or with many different cultures as the background, but because it's a Polynesian princess, that just happens to like flavor the way they tell it. And,
yeah.
You know,
well, I mean,
add
it was
details.
Coming from Maui's story.
That's, well, yeah,
it was a Polynesian story.
Yeah, it's based on.
Yeah,
but I think that's cool. It's taking. That their culture and like crafting a story out of their culture that makes it more for them, for all of us. Is that cultural appropriation? That's a good question. Who
I
knows?
Had a question about this the other day. Where is the line between sharing something and appropriating something? Is like sharing foods from a different culture appropriation or just styles or just certain styles that have like religious roots or cultural roots or you know what I mean? Like it's such a.
For me, the idea of cultural appropriation stems from using something that is exotic and not understanding its cultural reference.
Mm-hmm.
And like taking, for example, like a hula skirt and being like, aren't I so cool? But it's like, wait, well, what's the significance of that?
Right.
They're like, I don't know. I think that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But with Moana, there's tons of research that goes into it, and that feels less of that and more like of an homage.
And they got it like a mostly, other than Alan, they got a mostly Polynesian cast.
Exactly, yeah.
So it was like them telling the story,
exactly.
Too.
I mean, when, for example, you compare that to Song of the South, which obviously we're going to talk about, where the NAACP was like, no, don't do this. We don't like you doing it.
Yeah.
And Disney was like, it's too late.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Too late.
It's too late.
He already wrote a story
he
of
like
a little white boy.
Sent it to them to I guess, to get the thumbs up that it was okay to do it.
He was expecting it to
happen. He was expecting, and they were like, no. Like, no. And then he was like, but I already made it.
I think the idea was like,
let's just see what happens.
Like, because he's like, look, listen, a black main, like one of the main characters is black. Like, this is good for black people, right? This is great.
And that was the problem they had,
But they were you're trivializing indentured servitude, slavery.
Yeah. Like you're making it look like everything is just
happy.
Chill.
Yeah.
And the problem
was that it was they made it look so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where,
I mean, Zippity Doodah is like.
Yeah.
Everything's great, guys. Yeah. He's like an ex-slave.
Yeah, this ex-slave befriends a little white boy and just like entertains
with
him.
With his stories.
With a lace color.
Yeah, and so that, I guess, is the underlying issue. So yeah, that's the problem.
Do you know what I mean? So like when you compare that to Moana, yes. You know, the of Song course. Of the South is a no, Moana yeah. is a yes.
Yeah. Whereas like even like looking more recently at Pocahontas, mm-hmm. that's a problem.
Yes.
Because
which is a shame because it's so good.
It is good.
I really love Pocahontas.
But it's like there's like a real story there, and if they didn't include the name Pocahontas, it would have been yes. perfectly fine.
That's
it's
what we talked
so
about.
So interesting
yeah.
because as we know, Disney is not afraid to go dark. Like no. to tell a story that is scary and has
yeah.
like bad, deep, you know, like weird elements that you would not think were in a movie mm-hmm. that's like quote unquote for kids.
Yeah. yeah.
So it's interesting that they changed it. In the yeah. way that they did.
And okay. So here's the thing, like Moana, they traveled, they like did a lot of research and stuff. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, cause it's like a very PC culture or whatever. But I counter with Saludos Amigos, which is, I think the right way to do it in terms of like they spent so much time yeah. researching South America and they ended up making Saludos Amigos, you know,
yeah.
which to me was an homage of that culture. It didn't feel like cultural appropriation to
yeah.
me. So yeah, even back then they were doing it right.
Yeah.
They just chose who to do it right with.
Yeah,
it is. So I guess the answer to the question of cultural appropriation is your intention and the way you present something.
Yeah, I think there's a level of tact to that
tact,
as well.
And also, I guess, your own education about the background of what mm-hmm. the thing is and properly representing.
Yeah. yeah. Not cheating, not cutting corners to get a story out, but actually really wanting to tell the right story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love it.
But I will say, Peter Pan is my, it was a different time.
I couldn't agree more.
Because I still love it, but oh boy, is it bad. Oh boy, is it just so bad.
But people forget those moments, I think,
know.
Right? You don't remember
but
those
actually
moments
they
of Peter Pan.
What they don't remember about Peter Pan is they don't remember how sexist it is. They
yeah.
they all go, oh boy, the makes the red
yeah.
man
red. Right.
Tiger roll here on the yeah. tree.
Like, yes, that's bad, but also what's even more offensive is the part you don't remember that
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which is how bad to women they
the
are.
The women they portray. Oof, yeah, damn.
So anyway, that brings us to best villain.
Ooh, this is hard because there's tons to choose
I've got
from.
Two top runners.
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Facilier, obviously, mm-hmm.
okay.
and Yzma.
I mean, Yzma wins my award for who I want to hang out with.
Who you want to have a beer with.
Yeah. She'd be just so
just
much fun.
I just love her as a villain because I love a silly, like takes herself so seriously, like, yet is such a buffoon.
Yeah. yeah. But my favorite will always be Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
They seem to be cut from the same cloth, I feel
yeah.
like. Even the way
yeah.
they look.
Ursula's actually scary, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. And
when she gets really giant.
Because she has power. Yzma doesn't have power.
No.
No. No. She's, yeah.
She has
yeah.
potions.
Talk about henchmen, too. Kronk.
Oh,
Kronk.
Kronk.
What a henchman.
I love yeah. him.
What a henchman.
What a heartthrob. yeah, I would go for... there's two camps, right? There's like the campy camp,
yeah.
right? Which is Yzma, right? And then there's like the true, like evil, malicious one. And I would put Maleficent in there.
Oh, yeah, Maleficent's
sure.
great.
And
great.
I would put... what's her name? The stepmom from Cinderella.
Oh my God, the fairies too. I forgot about them. Not for evil.
Lady Tremaine.
For
yeah. Lady Tremaine, exactly.
Yeah.
I would put Lady Tremaine.
Oh,
and
she's truly frightening.
However, my top pick out of all of those is Madame Medusa
from The Rescuers.
The Rescuers.
So good.
Yeah.
She's such an unsung hero, anti-hero.
Yeah.
People
fun.
Need to know more about
yes.
her.
Yeah. yeah, she's fun. Oh, lest we forget.
Cruella.
Scar.
Oh.
Oh, Scar, yeah.
And Cruella. Oh, my God. Oh, like, Scar yeah. is, like, the actual, well,
yeah.
Frollo's scary, too. I don't know. He's
oh,
just
scary.
Frollo
dark.
Is
like,
so scary,
dark,
too.
For dark. Real, the one I do not want to be around is Frollo.
Yeah, Frollo is the, because he's so real. He's,
yeah.
Frollo,
you know.
And also, I mean, also
he
Scar,
like
such manipulation.
Me, too.
So
hashtag
scary.
Me, too, Frollo.
Yeah, yeah,
me
very
too.
Much. of this time.
Yeah, he's like the worst. But I will say, of the campy ones that I love, mm-hmm. Radigan. I love Radigan.
Oh, Radigan. That's a great villain.
Yeah, and he turns legit scary.
Yeah, yeah.
When he turns like ratty and like
is. Radigan. I mean, there's so much.
It's interesting how our favorite ones are a little earlier because nowadays they're doing the villain
switch. The good old
swap.
Villain switch.
Switch swatch.
Yeah.
Not a switch, not
it's
a swap,
not
swip.
As fun. Like, I think it's more fun to just know who your bad guy is and just, you know, be against them.
Yeah, and
or
they have like clear intentions, you know?
Because even like Moana, the bad guy was actually
is not really
guy.
A bad guy at
no,
all.
No, not at all. But Zootopia, the bad guy was a nice twist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, a wolf
which
in literal sheep's clothing.
Adds to how, oh yeah, which adds to how complex that movie is.
Oh,
so that was
so great.
That's good. That's great. So our next one is cutest character.
Mm.
Oh boy.
Did we talk of, you mentioned Pegasus, but baby Pegasus, I definitely think is up there.
Oh, yeah. Even Baby Herc is so cute. And Baby Moana is so cute.
Baby Tantor.
Oh, wait, yeah. From Tarzan. The little elephant.
Oh,
he's like,
can you share this water?
Oh,
see
my
it's
gosh.
Here.
That's right.
It's questionable to me.
Yeah.
Of course, Baby Everything is cute.
Baby Everything is cute.
Even the Disney baby from Brother Bear. The little bear.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything non-baby that's cute?
Non-baby?
Anything that's not a baby.
I mean,
I think. Oh,
I don't think a hairy baby from Baymax.
Hairy baby, the cat.
Oh yeah.
Also, Cat Yzma is pretty cute.
Oh,
so
very
cute. You're right.
I want to see that plush in the parks right now. Put it in the parks.
Pain and Panic are cute.
They are very cute.
They're adorable. I could see an ugly doll of them. You know.
An ugly doll?
Yeah, you know those like ugly dolls, those like plush disgusting things. But like you could do a Pain and Panic one.
Yeah.
They would be so adorable.
They could go right next to my cups.
Yeah.
Sell more Herc merch, please.
Herc merch. That's Herc a whole merch. That's a huge plot point in Hercules. You're not gonna put Herc merch? What the heck?
It's where's
like
my
they
Herc merch?
Drew it into the movie so it would be made into merch.
Yeah.
Well, I will say Cake Worthy, which is like a Disney bound Leslie, her like shop, Cake Worthy, they're coming out with a Herc cup purse.
Ooh.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, it'll be out.
Herc purse.
Might be sold out.
You know
Herc
what they
purse.
Should do?
Walk into the room, Herc purse.
Herc cup purse?
Cup
they
purse.
They should do one of these like iPhone cases, but with the
Herc
cup.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
I feel like I've seen it. I'm sure
really?
There's like in my head.
I've seen like
it's like so obvious that it should be made that I'm like, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have.
Only in my dreams.
But it should be a thing too. Someone on Etsy make a Herc cup phone case for, what do I have, a 7? I think I have a 7. Make it for a 7. Thank you.
Make a Herc cup phone case for 7.
Yeah.
I think.
For
but
me.
But also maybe for other sizes just in case.
Right. Yeah. Just make it for all the sizes and I'll find out which one it is.
Totally to backtrack. Villains, in terms of villains, I totally forgot about. To me, the most like on brand for me villain, which is the Horned King from the Black Cauldron.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just true evil, just
true
like
true scary guy.
I would say like he out evils
least Disney
Scar and all those people.
Just
yeah,
straight up a shadow with horns
and a skull face.
Oh yeah, yes.
Oh, so cool.
I will also say, Toby the turtle from Robin Hood.
Oh, very cute.
Oh, very cute. Yes,
I
yes,
love
yes,
him
yes,
so
yes.
much.
Very, very, cute. Very cute.
So our next one was best ep, which I feel like it's hard for us.
Yeah.
Best
to
episode?
That mostly was more for listeners.
Well,
enjoyment. Because I think it's hard since we're here recording.
Yeah.
Them.
I
have fun doing all of them.
I do love all. There are episodes that are standouts to me that I'm like, oh, this was so fun.
I had a lot of fun with Nicole.
Oh,
when she was
so
here.
Much fun. Nicole Byer.
The mini episode Nicole Byer.
That
she
was like
when
the discovery of the Beauty and the Beast
Stanley Tucci
moment. That was so fun.
Gosh.
Of course, I loved when Hector was talking about the Goofy movie.
Oh,
ride.
Yes.
Oh,
I
my
loved
gosh,
Hector.
Yeah.
That was such a fun episode.
You know, I'll say one of my funnest episode was with Hannah Kenningator.
Yeah.
Fun and Fancy Free. I just had, oh, and also like,
I love Hannah.
What was it with Melissa, Aaron and Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Melody
that was
Time?
Chaos, yeah, in the best way.
It was so great.
The little toot episode.
I think that was one of our longer episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was so much fun.
Oh, Make My Music. No.
No, it was Melody Time.
Melody Time.
Make
Melody
My
Time.
Music
so,
was
they were yeah. so funny.
Yeah.
Those two.
I will say I also really loved having my sister here.
Oh yeah, she was so great.
Yeah, for Oliver and Company.
Yeah,
fun.
Sarah, yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's just
so many. But Thorgy Thor was also a standout episode.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cruella, all the Cruella bits.
I saw a, I think it was a print or something. Yeah, it was at the Wonderland Gallery at Downtown Disney at Disneyland that had all of the pet owners walking their dogs.
Oh.
And it had Linda.
Linda.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, look.
Linda and Cassandra.
Linda and Cassandra.
Linda and Cassandra.
Cassandra.
I also, oh, in Peter Pan, we did the Are You a Wendy?
Oh, that
Tiger
was great
Lily,
with Julie Meltzer.
Or Tinkerbell. That was fun.
I love how every episode takes on its own little form and little games
like,
pop
yeah.
up, mm-hmm. things like that.
Little fun thing. Like mm-hmm. Also, like the Canine Crunchies was fun.
Canine from so Crunchies, fun. Baby.
Canine Crunchies.
I mean, I had a blast Forever. With Naomi.
Oh, Naomi was so funny.
And Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie
I mean, that's
Pooh.
A very infamous ep, but I had a blast with her tearing that movie apart.
Love it.
I also have fun with Meet the Robinsons with Keith.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Right. Trying to make any sense of that movie was so insane. And it was just so funny how we were all on the same page, but just so confused in
it
different ways
crazy.
By different things. Yeah. Like we're all trying to thread it together, but couldn't
it
do
was
it.
It's crazy.
If anybody out there has seen Meet the Robinsons and can easily summarize it,
I dare you.
I would say give it a paragraph. But like, you got to summarize what's going on with that family because I still don't understand.
Oh.
Please do.
I also liked in Fantasia 2000 when we had Caitlin do the recaps.
Oh, heck yeah.
That
those
was
recaps
so
were
funny.
So fun.
Yeah.
Those
oh
were
my
great.
God. That movie was so good too.
guys, just go back and watch and listen to all those episodes.
Yeah.
So
they're all so,
they're so
fun.
Yeah.
So that brings us to best movie.
Best movie. So this is hard.
Dun, dun,
so I think
dun.
We should do, I know Oscar has his written down.
Mm-hmm.
So he has his whole list of like every movie.
Definitive list.
Yeah.
The definitive.
But I
no
think
argument list.
We should do a top no five. Is
I think
that okay?
That's fair. Yes.
Okay. So I have my top five. Should it be in order or can I just list
them? Just whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Well, obviously I have to say Hercules because that was my favorite
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
still is in my top five. I will say I don't know if it's, like, out of all the movies, the best Disney movie. Obviously,
oh,
that's The
okay.
Lion King.
Okay.
There's a lot of opinion in favorites. It's
yeah.
all good.
The Lion King
mm-hmm.
is up there. But then, this is where it's like, wow, Rachel, you didn't put any of the old ones in there. But
wow, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we did give fives to a lot of
yeah.
the later ones.
It's just
but
hard. It's hard to remember.
Other three on my top five are Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Big Hero 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Tangled.
That's
yes.
a good top five.
That's a great
my
top
five.
Five.
So the oldest one on that list is The Lion King.
Yes.
1984.
Which is like prime
90s
Disney movie.
Raised.
Right. Yeah.
Would you say that's like the epicenter
yeah.
of the...
That's like the that's the standard that every Disney movie should reach, but mm-hmm. it never does.
I think Lion right. King is in all of our top fives.
Yes.
100% agree.
Yeah. I think if I, because I don't have it written down.
I'm like sad that like Aladdin didn't make my top five.
But that's just goes to
or,
show how many good movies
yeah.
there are.
Also
yeah.
like 5-year-old Rachel would be so upset that Beauty and the Beast wasn't on there.
That's right.
5-year-old Rachel is like so upset with me
well,
right now.
I think that is another like a category, like something that was really enjoyable. It like belongs on
yeah.
there. Like
also,
fully enjoyable.
5-year-old Rachel went as Snow White for Halloween, and that was her favorite Disney princess. So,
I mean, she could be your favorite princess, but not your favorite movie.
Yeah.
I'm also curious to know what your bottom five are.
Oh God.
Well, wait. Let's do that next.
Okay.
Do your
great.
Top five first.
My top five, in order: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, mine has a, yeah, mine has a nice mix of eras. And number five, in fifth place, The Jungle Book from 1967.
Well, okay, all right.
It's got the best music, I thought. It was entertaining from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Aladdin, number four.
Wow.
Interesting,
Number three, Emperor's New Groove,
oh, yeah.
Which was my
totally.
Number one before I started this whole thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I'm sad that that's not on my top five.
50 other movies to choose
right,
from.
Right, exactly. Number two, Princess and the Frog.
Yes, baby. Yeah.
And number one is The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of like my own personal favorite, like Emperor's New Groove is my favorite in terms of just like, you know, like
this is mine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that's mine. That's Oscar's pick. But in terms of just like clinically, what is the best? Lion King is the best.
For sure. Yeah. So let's see. Okay. I don't have them written out. Let's see if I, okay. Just whatever comes to me first. Yes. Mm-hmm. Lion King for sure. Princess and the Frog. Definitely. Rewatching Wreck-It Ralph was such a treat. So I'm going to put that in the top five. And because it's just like so much. And in a similar way, I kind of want to put Zootopia in there too. But then I feel like I do feel like I have to put Beauty and the Beast in the top five.
Okay.
And then that leaves me with I don't know. Now I don't know. What did I enjoy?
Did you say Victory Through Hair Power?
Wow, yeah, she did.
Oh my gosh, wow. It's her favorite one, number one.
Wow.
You guys, this whole time I've been lying to you. I really loved Victory Through Hair Power.
I have my bottom five.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm so upset. Sword in the Stone.
Uh-huh. Ooh, disagree with you on that one.
I would agree with that.
Oh, love
Atlantis.
That one. Oof, yeah, that was bad.
Song of the South.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Through Hair Power. And the worst Disney movie I've ever seen. Home on the Range.
Whoa, I'm surprised.
That's your number one worst?
So, I hated it more than Victory Through Air Power.
Would definitely have Chicken Little,
oh.
Meet the Robinsons, Dinosaur, Home on the Range, and I feel like I can't even put Victory Through Air Power because it's like just in a different class, you know? It's like not
because it's your
same.
Number one favorite.
Yeah, it's your number,
it's
one, favorite.
Number one favorite.
Yeah, it's your
so
number
I can't.
One favorite.
And then wait, what's my last one? Maybe I should just say Victory Through Hair Power. I didn't really even choose. She's
you
another.
Put
topic.
Song of the South. Wow.
Oh, Song of the South. I didn't. But the thing is, I didn't dislike watching it as much as some of the others.
Wow.
That's right. That's right, you guys.
My bottom five are number one of all time: Victory Through Air Power. What a piece of garbage! and yes, it's not fair, essentially, but my. God, that was a slog to get through. Do you guys remember? Just remember watching that
such
like
a pain.
Oh my God, what a chore! It truly was the one of the well.
It was like, what have we gotten ourselves into?
True chores to watch. Yes. Number four, Dinosaur. That was my second least favorite Dinosaur. And how? Oh God. Ugh. And I have tattoos. My least favorite movies on my body. Dinosaur, Song of the South, number three, number four, Home on the Range, and number five, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
okay.
That's my bottom five.
Chicken Little's not on your bottom.
Chicken
five.
Little's number six.
I still thought it was a fun time.
Man.
Steve Zahn.
Oh boy. I'm gonna
can carry any movie for me.
I wanna add this new category. What was the biggest surprise to you guys?
I was actually
liked?
Gonna say that. Surprises for me. Rewatching Cinderella, I enjoyed it. And I always like put it off to the side as like, boring.
Right.
But oh boy, did I enjoy it. I mean, sure. Cinderella didn't do much in her movie.
No, it's about the mice.
But it's about Gus and
it moves. It's like short and petite, I think.
Yeah.
It moves.
And then also it's been a while since I've seen Dumbo, and that is in my top.
I
love Dumbo. Fantasia 2000.
Oh,
that was a big shock.
That was a big surprise. I loved it.
Loved Fantasia 2000.
I loved it too. And you know what else I really loved, which was a surprise, was Brother Bear.
Brother Bear, same, yeah.
Brother Bear was surprisingly good, yeah. Though I would cut out a lot of the brother stuff and just have the bear stuff.
Yeah,
also, I would make it a story of Freaky Friday.
Right.
Where
no
one has to die.
So it would be entirely a different story, but the same
No,
it would
be the same story. It would just be Freaky Friday. Stop gaslighting me. Also, what? Another surprise for me was how much I loved Jose Carioca.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, I mean, come on. He's my hero.
He's now one of my favorite characters. And I loved almost every single short that he was in.
He's so great. What a little star.
When they're like drunk and dancing around, that one's one of my favorite shorts.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
Yeah. Those are all my surprises.
Yeah.
And I love seeing him now in the parks. I get excited. I'm like, Jose! Jose!
And he's like, oh my God, it's Rachel again.
Oh, get away from me. Yeah.
What are some of your biggest surprises, Claire?
Me? Oh, Brother Bear was my biggest surprise. And also definitely Fantasia 2000 was really something. Because I think, after the first one, we were like, oh boy, is this going to be like the first one? But also, I think other people had kind of given that impression because no one seems to have seen Fantasia 2000.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And
because people write off Fantasia 2000 as Fantasia, which was not good.
Yeah.
But you got to watch Fantasia 2000. It's way better than the original. And it holds its own.
In 1999, too. It's very confusing.
You're right. For me, I was surprised. My biggest surprises was that Song of the South wasn't an animated movie. It was mostly live action.
Oh, that is a surprise, yeah.
And I was like, huh? Nobody talks about this boring ass part.
A lot of the earlier ones have a lot of live action, which is surprising.
Do you remember the Candace Bergen's dad as the ventriloquist?
Oh my God, Fun and Fancy Free. Yeah. And I thought, I thought I was going to enjoy the package films a lot more than I actually did. I really wanted to like them all, but they were just so bizarre and weird.
Yeah.
You sort of forget how like actually weird, how many like pink elephants on parade moments those package films had that you were just like, this is just weird. Yeah. It's not cool. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Also one that we stopped talking about kind of that I still really do love is Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I mean,
it didn't surprise me because I just remember having seen it pretty close to the time we watched it, but it's great. Yeah.
Also, what was surprising for me was rewatching Snow White and realizing that Grumpy was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the voice of reason.
He was like, the voice of reason. Everyone always dismisses him. Mm-hmm. He always gets like all the merch in the park that says like, I'm grumpy.
Like, no, you just real.
Like, really, I'm just a logical person. Yeah. He doesn't want a stranger in my house.
Yeah.
But they're grump. They don't have their heads in the clouds.
Fun.
They're not fun, right?
They're
grumpy.
Fun.
They're real.
Love them. Twilight up.
But maybe he's grumpy all the time, even when there isn't a strange woman in their house.
This is a good question. Mm-hmm. Now that we've seen every single one, which character are you the most like?
Oh boy!
And you can do combinations of.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I liked when I was cast as Vanellope.
Yeah. That is very you.
Yeah. I like that one. I was going to say, we never did casting for Hercules.
Oh.
Well, I'm either Pain or Panic.
I'm the witch's eyeball.
You're the witch's eyeball?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly who I am. I'm that burnt ass cat.
Yeah.
That I want to get a tattoo of.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I am. Rachel, who are you?
I don't know.
I can see, you do sort of look like Megara.
I do?
Yeah.
It's because I've got a ponytail in right now.
No, but I feel like you guys have a similar vibe.
Yeah.
I would cast you as Megara.
Yay!
Yeah, as Meg. And Claire definitely, like, if you weren't cast as an eyeball, I was going to be so pissed. Because,
that's you. It'll be my greatest role ever.
The eyeball.
The eyeball.
I'm good at rolling around.
And getting a hair on you that you have to pick off.
I'm that hair.
Yeah. I'm good at it.
And you are a burnt cat.
I'm a burnt cat. I'm the burnt cat.
Yes.
in the Air Jordan.
Yeah, the Air Jordan tank.
Man. What about like the style and the looks of the movies? Because we've seen them change a lot. So do you guys have a preference, or I don't know, just anybody want to speak to the innovations we've seen?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Mary Blair, but then rewatching some of the older movies and seeing like concept art, I like was like, I love this. Like, I liked, I mean, I love Mary Blair. I really liked, I saw that documentary about Tyra Swong for Bambi.
Yes.
He did the concept art for Bambi, and he was the first Asian American who, like, worked for Disney. And I loved all of that. It's just hard now because we don't do animation by hand.
Nope.
It's all computer animation. It's not as pretty.
But it's just a new style.
I know, it's a new style, but I miss the hand-drawn.
I do. Lady and the Tramp was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I love the color scheme and the shapes in that one. And then how it later influenced Princess and the Frog, which is really cool.
Yeah. I like, I mean, I liked a lot of stuff that Eric Goldberg does. Like, I like the style of, yeah, Genie. I like when he did the Rhapsody in Blue stuff, and I just like that. Also, I mean, Glenn Keane is like I love him and everything he does. That that like watercolor painting. No, it's like chalk from Pocahontas.
Oh, love that.
Love that.
Yeah. I think also like there was, like Rachel, you were saying that nowadays it's, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever, or Disney will ever go back to 2D hand-drawn animation.
Yeah.
But the way that it looks now is like superb. It's like really great.
It looks
real. I mean, it had, you know, those moments were rough. The beginning days, like you have your Chicken Little days, your dinosaur days. But because of because those existed, we were able to make Tangled, Moana. So like without these atrocities as Meet the Robinsons, we would not have had.
It's true.
You know.
And I think when we get to Pixar, we'll learn about how they actually were able to make water look too real.
Yeah.
And how to scale it back, because we need to know it's a movie that's not live action.
I think the thing I love the most is being able to see who was the main artist, the concept artist, and how that translates into the movie. Like, you can see, I forget who did Hercules, but you can see that style. And then even with Tangled, you can see Glenn Keane in it. And it's like, you could see Mary Blair and Peter Pan. It's like, I like seeing like the different styles, even with Ivan Earle and Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Yeah. So that had a very specific tone.
Too. Yeah.
That's cool.
It was very cool.
Instead of just like dinosaur where it's like, look what we can do.
It's all moving
tons
art.
Of brown.
Yeah,
brown.
I know, brown. Dirt.
What color should we make the dinosaurs? Like dirt. Light brown.
Yeah. What about the ground? Like brown. Same color brown.
Brown.
Like light brown.
Light brown.
I want everyone. I want it to be like one of those pictures where you have to cross your eyes and then
it's
you
a magic
can see.
Eye.
It. Yeah.
Like dinosaur is just movie. A magic eye.
And it's like, oh, I see it now. I see.
I
it. Oh,
see.
Nope,
wait,
nope.
No.
It's a sailboat. It's a sailboat.
It's inverted.
Oh, jeez.
It gave me a headache.
Oh, what a... Oh, gosh. I'm so happy I never have to watch that movie ever again.
Yeah.
It's cool doing this podcast because you're able to see the evolution of Walt Disney Studios. And in a way that is... You sort of... If you weren't watching these movies chronologically back to back, you wouldn't even have noticed the subtle changes, but they're there. They're there in every single one. And just like how each movie reflected the times historically and what was popular and what was taboo.
And like tropes that come up. Wait, did we talk about butts?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. And butts. Yeah. But that's like, then the universal themes of butts and not having parents for us to relate to.
Were there any big butt moments that we missed? I was saying earlier, I think Home on the Range had some good butts.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not saying it was a good movie, but I think that it did its part in the butt movement.
A good butt movie, yeah. Yeah. For all y'all Disney buttheads, Home on the Range is a movie to watch for sure. Yeah.
And it is a piece. A poo!
Comes by it all.
That's why it's a piece of poo. There were so many butts in it.
It's a poo movie. But it's not a poo movie.
Which also had butts.
Yeah, it
Dumbo
did.
Dumbo had some good... Oh, that was great butts.
Yeah, the butt altar.
Butt altar.
And
I
lots
mean,
of
come
pushing on the butts to get way
lots
through
of
the hole.
What
lots
more
of butt
could
play.
You do?
Lots
what butt. More could you do with a butt, Robin?
Lots of butt coming undone and sticking more stuffing in you.
Like, that's pretty graphic butt stuff.
Lots of butt.
too many butts, I think. Yeah. But
too
you
many
know,
butts.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, how, yeah, just like it really, I mean, I don't know. It goes without saying, I think, that it made me appreciate Walt Disney Studios. I mean, they really do strive for perfection of quality. And the movies that aren't that, it's because they were trying a new technology or yeah. experimenting with something, you know? And the big thing that I took away from this podcast is how, you know, we're like contextualized with Disney being this major company, but it wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact,
so many
in its
downs.
Long history, it was mostly a company in the red, and then you had moments of prosperity.
It wasn't until Cinderella that they started to really make money.
Yeah.
That was 1952.
And people forget that.
1950?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like artists who were wanting to create something that they enjoyed. A lot of it also, a lot of the early stuff was just like artists who were like really like, ooh, look at this cool thing we're doing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those like drug sequence type things were just like people really showing off their skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it looked pretty. It looked pretty.
Yeah. And they and also there was that time, those package films in particular, where it was like essentially music videos. You know?
Yeah.
It was music. Oh, yeah. Like Fantasia started that trend of like the animated music video.
Totally ahead of its time.
Yeah, like I think so. You know,
Johnny Blue Bonnet.
Yeah. Or Brazil from Saludos Amigos.
Oh, that was great.
Well, you guys, we've made it through all of the features canon, but there's more, listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, this isn't the end. We've got more coming, more on the way.
Yeah. Also, like, if there's a movie that you want us to watch and talk about, let us know.
We know about a Goofy movie. Believe
we'll get to
me,
it.
We know about a Goofy movie. We want to get to it. The reason why we haven't, if you haven't listened before, we've talked about it a lot. It was a Disney Toon Studio, which was not Walt Disney Studio. So it was a different studio. It was still Disney. It just wasn't the pure Walt Disney Studio.
Right.
So we haven't gotten to it yet. But we have plans. Don't worry. We have plans.
We got plans, baby.
If I have to.
There's more.
Oh,
there's
boy.
More.
It's crazy to me how many people really love a Goofy movie.
I mean, people get so upset. And I think I'm upset because I love it too.
Yeah.
Hello.
We love it.
You want to know how upset I was that we couldn't watch it? Okay. I've watched it on the side. Go watch it on the side.
That's
we'll talk
Rachel
about it
cheated
later.
On Inside the Disney Vault.
I cheated.
Wait, you guys, I also cheated. I saw it at the El Capitan.
Oh.
Oh, you cheated it in a major
way. We all
way.
Cheated.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Major. I haven't seen it since.
Don't
it
worry.
Out,
I have so many Bill Farmer.
I'm loyal.
Oh, wow. Guys. Oh, wow. You're like, I can't watch this again because in 20 years, I'm going to do a podcast.
Yeah. Guys, I went on so many Disney cruises with Bill Farmer, voice of Goofy. I have a lot to say about a Goofy movie.
Long story short,
cruises. Can't wait to talk about more cruises.
Long story short, we got more cruises coming at you. We got a Goofy movie coming at you.
We should all take a cruise and we should record Inside the Disney Vault on a cruise.
Oh my God,
that would
be amazing.
That would be so fun.
I mean, I would get motion
like,
sick.
So. Motion Oscar barfing
well, you
in
guys
the background.
Still need to go to Disney World first.
That's true.
Yeah, let's go to Disney World.
Yeah, you can make it a whole thing. You could go to Disney World and go to Cape Canaveral and take a cruise to Costa Rica.
Okay. Well, let's
donate
do
to
it.
Our GoFundMe.
Claire
and Oscar are starting a GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe.com/ send Claire and Oscar to Florida and also on a cruise.
Yeah, that's the official.
That's the official. I'm making it right now. Just kidding. Don't look for that. It's probably not real. Any final thoughts, y'all?
No, I truly can't believe we did it. I feel like a changed person and I'm not being hyperbolic here. This is very true. I've grown to appreciate animated features a lot more. And I just know more
Do
about Disney.
Do you find yourself going, yeah, I've seen every Disney animated film in chronological order and talked about them to people
I do.
Like, in conversation?
Even people who don't talk to me. That's
just
how
like
I start
waiting at a bus stop. You're like, hey, you know, I've seen every Disney animated film in chronological order.
Well, it's fun because like Disney is sort of a big deal here in L.A. I mean.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Right. Or am I totally wrong here?
No.
Like, New York, living in New York, like, it wasn't a thing people talked about all the time. I find a lot more people just loving on Disney way more in LA than in New York.
Yeah, it's right here. Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the studios are all here too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that too.
And so like, you know.
I mean, it's why I moved to LA to work for Disney.
Fun fact, I don't know if we talked about it, but the original Disney Studios is located like blocks from where we're sitting right now.
That's right.
Well, and Roy's first house was right here in Los Feliz.
Dang.
That's why if you go to California Adventure, so many streets are named after places in Los Feliz.
Yeah.
So now y'all know where we live.
In
the vault.
California Adventure.
In Los Feliz.
In Anaheim. Anaheim.
Yeah.
I will say I love now seeing some of the not as popular films in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I love just pointing out certain things, being like, oh, that's from Make My Music. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, oh, that's from Saludos Amigos. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jose Carioca.
It's such a cool canon and world.
Yeah.
Connected universe.
Yeah.
Because I'm a, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a parks person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love the way that the movies translate to the parks. And I love when they finally put like certain movies into the parks, because then you know that they're going to stay in people's minds more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we need a Herc cup.
Mm-hmm.
Herc cup case. Hashtag Herc cup case.
Thank you.
Herc merch. Hashtag Herc merch.
Herc merch.
Herc merch.
Herc merch.
Herc merch.
Herc merch. Herc merch.
Herc merch. Herc merch. Herc merch. Herc
merch. Claire, what's some of your takeaways?
She's poopy.
I'll be right back.
We're back.
I don't know. It's just been really fun, especially seeing a lot of the earlier ones that I had never seen before. And even some of the ones, like I remember Home on the Range was one that I had remembered coming out but never seeing. And then being like, oh, okay, it was okay, I hadn't seen it. Then mostly the surprises. Brother Bear was so fun. I don't know. I guess ultimately it's the same thing that we started this with, was that I knew there was a lot more darkness in Disney that people sort of avoid or just forget about. And they'll be like, oh, Disney's so clean cut and princessy and whatnot. But most movies have things that are truly scary in them and real stakes. And so I think that's fun. And they really are for everybody.
Yeah. I think it changed my life. Literally. I mean, I have tattoos on my body, and I would not have ever have gotten them if they weren't for
it. I would have made you get them. I would have been like, sign the South Lace card. And you're like, I guess so.
I guess I'll get it.
Sure.
I mean, it is a cute collar.
Yeah.
It changed my life. You both changed my life.
You changed my life. You know what I have to say about this? Out there.
You know what I have to say about this?
Yeah.
I am Moana.
You know what I have to say about this?
What?
King and country can be beat.
Don't forget to do the Canines Crunchies challenge. Canine Crunchy.
I have to do the Canines Crunchy challenge.
I gotta do it too. I started to come up with the guitar chords on my guitar, and then I got
they have them if you Google them.
Oh, seriously?
Ooh. Yeah, just Google.
I sounded it out. It was like pretty easy, but
just
that's
Google.
So funny that there's one available.
I'll do it acapella. I think
right
my
now?
Voice is strong enough to do it.
Yeah,
acapella.
Here we go.
You should do those videos where it's like multiple use.
Oh my gosh. Like the Africa video?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Africa.
But it's like not harmonized at all.
Yeah.
It's just the same.
It's like,
four times.
Yeah.
And you've got your little earbud.
Oh,
in.
And then you should do the thing like where you're looking at yourself.
Oh, a Brady Bunch.
I think Todrick Hall did this, but with Disney. He did a Disney mashup.
Todrick Hall, if you're listening to this podcast, and I know you are, where's our Canine Crunchies challenge?
Also, Todrick Hall will help you if you want us to come in, and we'll do the Brady Bunch together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And guys, listeners out there, you got to do the Canine Crunchies challenge.
Hashtag Canine Crunchies. Challenge. That's all K's. Canine Crunchies.
Yeah.
Challenge
is not with
the
K. Oh boy, I confuse everybody.
Anyway. And then tag us in it on
Please
Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault, on Twitter ITDB Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we love that you guys listen. We love that you're part of the convo.
Yeah, please keep
it's so
writing
fun.
To
yeah.
us.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
Start a conversation. We've made friends through this podcast.
Yeah,
we got friends.
Yeah, on the other side.
of this podcast.
Nailed it. Oh man. Anyway, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
You guys want to leave the vault for a bit?
Yeah.
Guys, we're leaving the vault.
Oh my god.
We're leaving the vault. I heard about this other vault though.
Is it this like rainbowy one over here?
Yeah, this rainbowy one.
Yeah. I just see a lot of colors coming out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go in that vault.
Yeah. All right, you guys.
We'll see what it is.
Yeah. Until next time.
Yeah. I've been Oscar.
I've been Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault.
Bye.
Hey.
Whoa.
Stop.
Hey now, I know what you're thinking. This is an advertisement and I want to hit that little button that goes forward 15 seconds.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We got to tell you about our podcast, TV Tunes.
It's great and you're going to love it.
I'm David.
I'm John.
We host a podcast where every week a new guest comes and talks about their favorite cartoon from their childhood.
Yeah, join us on Campfire Media as we become your new favorite podcast.
It's going to happen. Now you can fast forward because we're done, right?
Yeah, the other podcast you're listening to.
Whoa.
Campfire.